I was over here working on one of our, last winter, one of our heaters quit working in one of our buildings here, and it had a code flashing on it, supposed to tell me what's wrong with it, and I couldn't find the code book. And so I looked everywhere. I put it away somewhere where I'd make sure I knew where it was. Y'all know what I mean? You've done that too, huh? And I couldn't find it. And so after I couldn't find it, I went and I called the manufacturer. I got on the internet first to see if I could find the codes, and they weren't listed. I thought, well, surely they'd be listed on the internet, but I couldn't find them. So I called the manufacturer, the company that I bought it from, and asked them if I could get another copy. And they said, no, there's only a copy in each crate. And we can't open a crate and take one out. So they said, you'll just have to order one from the manufacturer. And I said, well, how long will that take? They said, well, it'll take a week or 10 days. I said, well, I need it now. They said, well, we're sorry. So I go sit down in my office, and I'm sitting there thinking, what in the world am I going to do? Not one time have I thought about praying. Isn't that amazing how we do this? I know y'all, none of y'all ever done this besides me. So I sat down there, and all of a sudden Dave walks in my office and says, Pastor, something wrong? I said, yes, Dave. I'm trying to fix that heater down there. It's got a code flashing on it, and I can't remember what I'd done with the book. And I said, so I just don't know what I'm going to do. He said, you know, my pastor would say, you're talking about hitting me right between the eyes. My pastor would say, have you prayed about this yet? I'm his pastor, and he knows what I would say. Have you prayed about this yet? And I said, no, Dave, I have not prayed about this yet. I said, Father, forgive me. I said, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I need to know where that code book is. Would you please show me where that book is? Thank you, Lord. And the minute I said, thank you, Lord, I knew where the book was. I got up out of my office, walked around, pulled out a file card, and there it was right there. I said, isn't that something? I just see the king now sitting there, son, I know where the book's at. I know exactly where it is, you know. In fact, we had something happen really, really strange this week. It's just amazing. About 11 o'clock or something like that, I'm in my office working. I hardly never quit studying before 12:30 or 1. But all of a sudden, about 11 o'clock, I just thought, well, I'll go back to the back. And I just got up and I went back to the back. And when I got back there, Cheryl was in the bathtub taking a bath. And she, when I walked her in the corner, she's holding her puppy in right here in her arms, soaking wet in the bathtub with her. She said, oh my goodness, you talk about God answering prayer. She still had soap in her eyes, on her hair, everything. She said, Lily jumped in the bathtub right behind me. I just didn't know the tub was full of water. And so, I mean, when Cheryl takes a bath, she takes a bath in water that deep, you know. She don't take a little bath. She fills the tub up. So when Lily jumped in the bathtub, it was full of water. And so she's splashing around. So Cheryl's got soap in her eye. And as soon as she pulled her around the front, she said, Lord, I need Thurman here now. And less than 30 seconds after she said that, I walked in the bathroom. Isn't that something? So I got to rinse off the little puppy and all that stuff, get the soap all over, and then I got her out and dried her off so Cheryl could rinse herself off. I thought, now isn't this amazing that God knew that dog was fixing to jump in that tub. He got me up and headed me that direction so that when she jumped in, I'm only 30 seconds away. Kathy, is that awesome? Is that awesome? When she says, Lord, I need Thurman here and I need him now. And in 30 seconds, I walked through the door. She said, if I ever seen God answer a prayer, she said, it hadn't been 30 seconds since I asked you to bring you back here. I said, you know, that's kind of like the day we were in Silver City, New Mexico, when that lady was getting blown completely out with those demons, when I thought they was probably going to throw me and her both out, when I said, Lord, I need Cheryl down here, and I need her now. And I tell you, it wasn't 30 seconds till my phone rang. And Cheryl said, honey, where are you? I said, I'm down here in this room with this girl. I said, I need you down here right now. And I hung up the phone. In less than a minute, she was down there with me. Isn't it amazing what happens when you call on the name of the Lord? I can think of the day that I was walking down the hall up there when all of a sudden, just as clear as a bell, many years ago, the Lord said, son, call Philip Wren. See, Philip was the boy that had the warts all taken off of him years ago when he was 11. I said, Lord, I don't know where Philip's at. I just heard this voice say, call Philip Wren. I said, Lord, I don't know where he's at, but I went in the office and told the girls, I said, look up a Philip Anthony Wren and see if you can find a phone number. The Lord just spoke to me and told me to call him. So they looked and they found three. I called each one of them, but none of them knew me. I said, well, it's the wrong one. So I said, okay, Lord, I've done everything I knew to do, and I can't find Philip. I said, Lord, you have Philip call me. And in less than a matter of a few days, for some strange reason, Philip didn't understand. He said, I just had an urge to call you. He knew where I was. But he came out. He was in very bad condition. He'd been in an accident. He was living with a girl out of wedlock. She was coming down with signs of cancer. Cervical cancer. Because they were having sex, he was living with her. And their whole life was falling apart, and God knew what was going on. And I brought them both in together. I gave Philip a job, told him they had to stop living together. And if they would, I would pray for her and guarantee her God would heal her. And so I said, do you want to die with cervical cancer as a young woman? Well, no. I said, you don't realize that having sex out of wedlock is what brings cervical cancer? No. I said, so repent and make God a promise. You'll not do that no more. And so they both did. And I said, okay, now I'll pray for you. And I said, you'll be fine. So I put Philip to work, and it wasn't long that his little girl and him, they wanted to get married. So they got married. And then, of course, before they got married, she went down to have another check since she had these appearances of cervical cancer coming. So when she went down to be checked after repenting of her sins and I prayed for her, there wasn't a sign of cervical cancer shown. Not a bit. And today, they have, have they had those two yet? No. They have had two children, and we understand in October, I think it is, in October they're going to have twins. So that's going to be four. So they're going to have four. Now, does it pay good dividends to do it God's way? Yeah, there's no sickness and disease. Now, see, did God love that couple? Of course he did. Why did he tell me to get in touch with them? Because he loved them. He knew I had their answer. He knew he had revealed the truth to me. And he wanted Philip and his little bride to be, he wanted them to be healed and to walk in divine health. And so if God hadn't spoken to me and told me to do what he did, I don't know if Phil or her, either one, would be alive today. They were both doing drugs. I mean, they were doing everything wrong. Yeah, drinking, everything. They were living in the world. They might have both been dead by now. But God had a plan for them. But now then he's well established them in the Word. And they won't have to worry about getting in the world no more, I can tell you for sure. Phyllis making a good daddy. You know, he's training his children and his wife in the ways of the Lord. And of course, his wonderful little wife, she's learning the Word real well too. So they're a great little couple. But God has a plan. And he doesn't want us to get off on the wrong stuff. So, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all you do, and he will direct your paths. Verse 7 and 8. Don't be impressed with your own wisdom. We got a lot of guys like that, don't we? Oh, my goodness gracious. So, young men especially, I mean, they're always kidding each other, you know, oh, well, don't go over and get old so-and-so to do something. Or they do it this way. Oh, you know, they know John don't know how to do nothing. And they'll say, oh, that's all right. Just go ahead and let John do that. He can do that. They know he can't do it. You know, they're always cutting each other down. The Lord says that's sin. But he says, don't be impressed with your own wisdom. Instead, fear the Lord and turn your back on evil. Then you will gain renewed health and vitality. What? If you turn your back on evil, what's going to happen? You're going to get well. Is that what he said? That's what he said. Turn your back on evil and you will gain renewed health and vitality. You'll be able to do handsprings. You'll be able to run and play, huh? Don't we love it? Do we need to get rid of evil? Yes, we need to get rid of evil completely because evil is going to mess you up, I can assure you. Verse 9 and 10. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the best part of everything your land produces. honor the Lord with your wealth. How many people today don't bless God with anything? I mean, do you know the average church member does not even come close to tithing? They don't even come close. And that's why there's no power in the church. They do not tithe. They do not give to God. Think about the little woman. When she was in church, she dropped two little tiny coins in the offering plate. Some of the other men dropped in big bunches of money. What did Jesus say about that little woman? She gave more than them all. Why? Because he said she gave out of her poverty. She gave out of what little she had. She had very little, so she gave what she had. And out of that giving, when that little widow gave the little bit that she had and gave it to the Lord through that synagogue or church, whatever you want to call that, the Lord knew he was going to have to bless that woman. But he wanted to bless that woman. That's why he tells us to honor the Lord. He wants to bless us, and we prevent him from doing it because we will not give. You know, that goes to that Luke 6:38 where he says, "Give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, shaken together, running over. Because with the same measure you use to give, it shall be given back to you again." Now, is that awesome or is that awesome? So if you have a need, what's the best way to get something? Give something away. That's right. Give and it shall be given unto you. I think about this ministry. I know it's one of the few ministries there are in the country, maybe the only one, I don't know, that don't sell anything. We do not sell nothing. I mean, of all these hundreds of teachings and everything, and all of the hours we spend meeting with people and everything, when people call and say, "How much does it cost to have a sit-down talk with you?" I said, "Nothing." "What? You do this for free?" One of the churches in the Metroplex here one day, a lady called me and said, "I need to be ministered to. I understand you don't charge." I said, "No, ma'am, I don't." I said, "Where do you go to church?" She told me it was a big church in Dallas. I said, "Well, that church has probably got 20 associate pastors." I said, "Why don't you go over there?" She said, "They charge $300 for a meeting."
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "Live in the Word," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.